Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, family, and you're listening to It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends, where we'll be laughing it up about the stupid shit we do, yet it inspires you to keep on. Life's lessons, you know. You can follow us and listen in at Miss Trish, that's MZTRISH, Funny, on Facebook or Twitter. We're broadcasting live from thechosen.org, and yeah! It's sweet love, y'all. It's sweet love. And today is all about comedic weekend. I got my start in the industry back home in Charleston, South Carolina, and had the pleasure of meeting some very good comedians, starting at the Palmetto Comedy House, Pilot Lounge, Joe's Pasta, and a host of other venues. There was this one particular female comedian who's in the studio with me today. This chick has class and charm. She will pull out her toys out and without piercing any part of your body, make you scream with laughter. My very good friend, awesome comedian, mother, wife, businesswoman, and so much more, Miss Tonti Fairfax. It was her who introduced me and allowed me the pleasure of sharing the stage with this awesome gentleman with his country ass Atlanta living king butt. And I do mean he's got booty, ladies. My man, Mr. Ice Cream. So stay tuned. There's much more, like the stupid shit we do letter of the week, Miss Trish 411 or whatever, and we'll be taking calls. By the way, you can be a part of the show by calling in to 914-205-5568. Press 1 to get your call through. See, that's what that creamy crack would do to your ass after a while. You'll forget what to say next. That's why my ass is going natural. We'll be right back after this, y'all. It's a comedic weekend.
Say oops upside your head. 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 Say oops upside your head.
Back again.
Say oops upside your head.
Radio station is WGAP.
Say hoops upside your head. Say hoops upside your head.
Now on all you gappers and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you luck lappers, I want y'all to say this with me.
Say.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head. Hey, and we're back. It's all about the funny with Miss Trish and friends. I'd like to thank you for listening in, and please give us a call, voice your opinion, comments, or questions. You can call in at 914-205-5568. Press 1, please, to get your call through, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. I happen to find my most funny when I'm broke or unemployed, and that's about the time I met my two good friends, the fabulous Miss Tonti Fairfax, the comedian, and Mr. Ice Cream, the comedian. How the hell are my folks doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. That's great. What's going on, family?
Oh, man, we good. We taking it easy. What's up, Tonti? How you doing, Dallas?
It's good to talk to you, Ice Cream. I'm doing
What's going on? We good. What's going on, Miss Jish? Everything good?
Everything's good. That's why we live here on It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish today. I want to thank you, too, for joining me. And like I was telling everybody, these are some great friends of mine. I've had the pleasure of sharing the stage with them, making plans for business. And today I want to feature my good comedian friends on the air. And I hope you listen in and call in. Yo, Miss Tiny, we're going to ask a few questions, have a little fun, talk a little shit, y'all. What's up, Big Booty Ice Cream?
What's happening? Ain't nothing going on trying to avoid this heat in Atlanta. It's so hot, too hot down here. You know it's hot down here.
That's right. I'm sweating in my drawers right now. Tonti, what's going on in the Chuck Town, my girl?
Like Ice Cream said, it's hot here as well. Just chilling and preparing for some shows I got scheduled coming up soon. That's right.
I forgot. You're going to Buford. You from South Carolina, girl. I saw the fly. I said, look at my girl. She about to go get it in.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it's all about. Each comedian helping the other comedian, you know, looking out for each other. And I really appreciate Ice Cream looking out for me, and I appreciate you as well, Trish, inviting us to your show.
Absolutely.
No problem. No problem. Love to have you. I have some great memories from hanging with y'all and doing a few shows. And you know, I always keep y'all with me. Wherever I go, I got to bring my people with me no matter what. And so we're going to go ahead and kick this off. I got a couple of great questions for my people because y'all are in the industry. Y'all doing things all the time. Yeah, and I'm sure it's a pleasure for you like it is for me to make people laugh. So I'm going to go start with you, Tonti. How is it that you got, number one, what's going on in Charleston for you right now, and what you been doing lately?
Well, I'm working on a thing called the House of Enlightenment, where people can come together and fellowship and ask questions that they can't get other places, you know, where each one teach one.
Okay.
I'm trying to put together. Also, Ice Cream is saying, I have a show in Buford September 19th. Also, I'll be doing open mics on a regular at a club called Bentley's. So that'll be a weekly show.
Awesome.
Doing a mic there. And in December, I'll be doing a comedy event in Charleston.
Okay. Tell us how you got started in the industry right quick, Ms. Tonti.
Well, when I was growing up, my mom had 8 children, and I was always making everyone laugh. And I asked my mom, what should I be when I grow up? And she said, I should be a comedian. So that's what kind of sparked the light for me. And as I watched Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, and Bernie Mac, it just inspired me to pursue a comedy career.
Amen, amen. And Mr. Ice Cream, what's going on with you in ATL? And tell us how you decided to get into the industry.
Well, ain't nothing going on me with the ATL except for this heat. I'm tired of working on my tan. You know what I mean? I used to be light skin 2 weeks ago. Now it's all gone. Everybody who know me know I'm as chocolate as they come, but this heat ain't helping. I'm gonna mess around and disappear after 7 o'clock at night. we got to get it together. This heat is horrible. It makes me feel like picking cotton. That's how hot it is. It's too hot. I feel like a slave. You know, we're doing Atlanta, man. You know, we're doing everything we do here, man. We're trying to keep people laughing. We're trying to have fun. And I got to get Miss Trish. I definitely got to get you on a few things that I got coming up. I'm working on, still working on my comedy club. I had a little slowdown because of legal situations with some people that got in with me. So I got to deal with that. But, you know, God's good. You just keep moving. You don't stop. You know, what don't make you cry, a show will make you laugh. I guarantee you that.
yeah. Well, Ice Cream, I know that you've been in the industry since about 93. How long have you been in there, Ms. Tonti?
Well, I started in 1990, and I took a break until 2009. That's when I started back doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I started in Spain originally.
Awesome, awesome. Well, for the both of you and you know, whoever wants to go first, I want to ask this. What is the funniest joke that you have that you pulled from your real life experience? How about you, Tanti?
Well, I was raised in a very strict religious home, and I was raised you're not supposed to have sex unless you marry. And once I got married, I started sleeping around with everybody.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Oh, man.
How about you, Miss Ice Cream? What's the funniest joke you got for me from your life experience, man?
Well, my life experience was always getting a whooping because I was afraid of taking showers because the water would get in my face and I thought I would drown. So I would try to trick my mother like I took a shower, and I would run the shower water, but then I would never get in the shower. And when I would come out, my mom used to always tell me, come here, let me feel your body and see if your body cold or hot. And if she noticed it was hot, she knew I wasn't in the shower, so she would smack me in my back real hard. I'm talking about them smacking your back that'll make you scratch but you can't reach it. That was one of the things that I tell on stage jokes that's so funny to me, and it still makes me laugh to this day because it was so true. I couldn't stand to take a shower. I'm like, get your nasty butt back in that bathroom, right in the middle of my back. It would sting so bad I couldn't even scratch it. I'd be running around trying. But that's what it was, though.
All right. Life experiences. I get you all day. Look, for me, you know, there's a lot of comedians, there have been many comedians that inspired me and who helped me to make my decision to get into the industry. Let me ask you both, what comedian or comedians could you name off the top of your head that inspired you to decide to make people laugh?
Well, for me, Bernie Mac. I love Bernie Mac. He's from Chicago like me, and I love his jokes. I mean, I like his style.
Oh yeah. He was definitely one of mine. But the way I started in comedy really was because I would always, when I got angry, I would always say stuff to my partners, and they would laugh. They were like, "Dude, you stupid. Why would you say that?" Like, when I'm angry, I would say stuff, and they would like fall out laughing. I'm like, "Dude, why are you laughing? I'm serious." And then when I watched Martin one night, Martin had a show on Comedy Central, one of his first Comedy Central, where he was doing this stand-up, where he was doing this thing called The Fly. It was remember the movie The Fly when the guy was changing into the fly and the woman was still sticking by him? And Martin had this joke where he would say a black woman would never do that. Once your ear fell off, he'd be at the club, he'd dance, and he'd be like, "Girl, his ear just fell off. I don't think we're going to make it." So when I saw that, I said to myself, man, I could do stand-up, you know. So I started doing it. I went to an amateur night right in Charleston at a club down on Society Street in Charleston. I went to this amateur night, and it was supposed to have been like the first time ever on stage. And this guy came in. He had done it before, so he won the $100, and I was mad because I wanted to win that $100. I was like, damn, took the $100. But the next time we had a competition, I ran into that guy a year later. And he didn't stand a chance. You know, so that's just going to show how comedy works. You know, you got to keep grinding.
Amen. Samantha says, "Ice Cream, you are so hilarious. I love you." She also asked, "When did you realize you were funny for life? When did you realize that you were funny for life?" So you got a fan listening to you, Ice Cream.
Yeah,
and we certainly appreciate you all.
We
certainly appreciate it. Well, let me go on to my question. This is we featuring my fabulous comedian friends, Miss Tanti Fairfax and Mr. Ice Cream. I have a question for you. What did it take? What do you think about comedians today? The industry of women in comedy, we see that males are dominating the comedy industry. And what do you think about females and their place today? Where should we go as far as females? Can we start with, let's start with Ice Cream first, and then we'll let Tanti defend our female sector.
No doubt. Let me tell you, I love female comedians because y'all can go places that we can't go. It's just up to you and your creativity. A lot of times females are afraid to go that extra level. Now, I'm not saying raunchy, you know, but you can say things that we can't say as it relates to women. and you know, in men, so you guys can get away with it more than we can. But your tastefulness is always important too. Never ever, never ever compromise your femininity for your craft. You know what I mean? So you have to still remain a lady even though you're doing comedy. But I love the ladies. I love to watch Tati Matris. I love to watch you when you do your thing, because you ladies have your range is so wide. There's some stuff we can't touch on an audience to turn against us as men. Especially if we go that corner too much, oh, they'll be like, wait a minute, now that was distasteful. You know what I mean? So we have to be very careful. But with y'all can kind of just go.
I got you. Tanti, what do you think about females in the industry? You know, since males are dominating the comedy industry so much, what do you see for us in the industry? And what do you think we can go with it? How do we get more back on into the groove of things?
Well, I noticed that there are more male comedians than there are females, and I think we need to catch up with, you know, we really do. I feel, you know, that females, like Ice Cream said, we can go places they cannot go. We can pull out, you know, penises and things of that nature that they can't pull out.
Girl, I see yours. You got to check her out with that, y'all.
Because I'm trying to imagine Ice Cream pulling his out of the room.
Oh, no. We ain't doing no stripper stuff now. We only have it alone. Plus, look, I don't want nobody to know I ain't really packing, right? Let them think I'm packing. Let me stay like I am. Right? I'll mess around and lose 50 fans. I'll mess around and pull my pants down. They'll be like, oh, Lord, I thought he was all right. Pull it back up and get off the stage. Boo. But no, we ain't doing that. But no, I thought, that Tani has a hell of a joke there with that one.
Got you. I got you. And so, well, you know, I have a question. I have a person who's asking a question, and they want to know, if you're starting, what's your advice is for? This is Portia, and I have a question for the comedians. What in the meantime do you do while you're trying to build your life as a comedian?
Well, I think
to start doing comedy, and how does he do it, you know, in the meantime, while trying to make a living? So,
Well, the first thing you need to do is not quit your day job, see? You're going to have to keep that for a while. Don't leave that. You got to stay on your day job for a while. But then on top of that, what you have to do is there is no handbook for comedy. You have to go sit in either a comedy class, or you just go to an open mic night and just get on stage and do your first, your funniest 2 minutes. Now, people think 2 minutes is not a long time. It's a long time when you have people sitting there watching you and you're the only one that's talking and nobody's laughing. So that's just what it is. There's no handbook for this. You just jump on the stage, you do it, and once you do it, if it doesn't work, it doesn't mean it's not good. It means you have to find the angle to that particular joke. Everything you think of is funny, but you have to find the angle that makes it work.
I agree totally with Ice Cream. Go to as many open mics as you can and kind of watch the different styles of different comedians and see the way they deliver their jokes and just come up with your own unique style to fit your personality.
And that's one of the things that I'm going to do in Atlanta once we get the club open is I'm going to start giving a comedy class on Wednesday nights from 6 o'clock until 7:30, because you have to. When I started comedy, we had people to teach you how to write, how to structure your jokes, not how to write your joke, but how to structure it. If you write a joke, 9 times out of 10, it's funny, but you may not know how to structure it. And once you leave the class at 7:30 on Wednesday, we'll have an 8 o'clock show. So that means you'll get to try what you just wrote that same night. That's how comedy used to be. It was about camaraderie. I don't want to steal your joke. If you write a joke, you can help me. You can help my joke. I can help your joke, because it may be an angle I'm missing. And I can tell you, if you do this, this, and this, then that joke will be funnier versus if you do the joke the way you're writing it.
Got you. Well, we have a caller on the line that's trying to ask a question. Let me get this caller on the line for you all, okay?
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
This is Talia.
Hi, Talia. How you doing, sister? Thank you for tuning in to It's All About the Funny with Mistress, Comedian Ice Cream, and Miss Tanti Fairfax. What's going on?
Hello, I was wondering for a question for Tanti.
Go ahead, ma'am.
What, can she explain the House of Enlightenment, please?
Miss Tonti?
The House of Enlightenment is a place where people come together and, you know, discuss different ideals and opinions, and each one teach them. And it's a weekly thing I'll be doing.
Oh, okay.
Are you interested? If you're interested, my name is Tonti Fairfax, T-O-N-T-E, Fairfax, Fair, and Fax. You know, you can contact me on Facebook or on my webpage and find out a lot more about the show. Facebook. Hello, are you still there, Talia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, just contact me on there, and I'll give you more details about when, the date, the time, and where. And thank you for asking.
And thank you for listening to It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends. I also got Dion on, Dion008. A lot of comedians have crashed and burned. Does it take a lot of pain to be a comedian?
Oh, yeah, you have to have, but yeah, yeah, no, no, you have to have a lot of personal pain, because most of your jokes come from your personal tragedy. You better believe that. Your jokes are born from your everyday life. Your personality becomes who you are on stage. A lot of times people don't understand there's truth in comedy. Although people are saying stuff on stage, a lot of times they've either experienced it or known someone that's experienced it. So it's really a lot of truth in comedy. Very seldom do you really find that ease. That look at what Kevin Hart's doing right now. Most of his stuff he's talking about is basically from his family, friends, security. It's his everyday livelihood that he's writing about, and he's bringing it to the screen. He's bringing it on stage, and people are seeing that, and they're really enjoying that. So that's what comedy is about.
Yeah, because see, with my jokes, I bring truth. And then I throw a little fiction in there with the truth, or sometimes I put the role of the truth, and I put a, you know, swing on it, you know, to make it funny. Just like a joke I do when I talk about, I ask the audience, you know, how many of y'all have kids and how many of y'all spank y'all kids, and they'll tell me, and I'll be like, I don't think people should spank their kids. I said, if the kids got to control, I think you should just knock the hell out of them. That's what my, you know, when my kids got to
That's right. And y'all know I ran from that repo man. Y'all know that. Y'all know I ran from the repo man down there in North Charleston.
Comedy's born out of pain, man. You have to have some level of pain in order for you to feel like, in order for you to be able to get on stage and tell people. Now, the worst pain you're going to ever feel as a comedian is getting booed. If you haven't been booed yet, you haven't experienced comedy. You know what I mean? The first time I got booed in New York, and this was back in 93, 94, and it sounded like a chorus, like they had practiced the boo. when you get booed, it seemed like somebody in the audience, they stood up and said, I know y'all ain't gonna just boo. There was a ghost was in the room. And it
was, I can't imagine you
can do that. But listen, that's the thing. But that's what makes you stronger in this industry. You have to take those bumps and bruises. Any comedian that tell you, I've never been booed, but he hasn't been doing comedy that long, or he's lying. Every comedian. Listen.
So far, thank God. But
I ain't going to tell you that lie. I got on stage drinking one time. Jesus. Liquor and comedy do not mix. Let's just be honest. I got low man number 10. Comedians can say what most can't. But can a comedian go political too far? Can a comedian go politically too far? What do you think?
No. I don't think so. I think everything is touchable from a comedic standpoint. Just recently, D.L. Hughley was talking about Caitlyn Jenner and Serena Williams. If you saw it on The View, it's a clip on the internet if you want to pull it up, where he was talking about people were saying that Serena looks like a man, but Caitlyn Jenner is beautiful. And he said, that's BS. He said, Caitlyn Jenner looks like Miss Doubtfire. But every time I see Serena Williams, I mean, I want to have sex with her. You know what I mean? So I agree.
What do you think, Ms. Tonti? Do you think we can be? Comedians can go politically too?
Well, not really, because you know, when you come to a comedy show, you should have a sense of humor. We're there to make people laugh. So if we call you out and say something to you that makes people laugh, keep a sense of humor. Don't take it personal. You know, it's all about fun and laughter. That's what you come out with.
Absolutely.
So no,
I agree.
I don't think so. That's just my opinion.
I agree. You know, even myself, I think that's the great thing about being a comedian. You can say what the hell you want to say and get away with it.
Absolutely. I've seen dudes walk up to chicks after shows and say stuff, and the woman just curse them out. And then as a comedian, I'm just off stage. I can say something that's just really, really crazy. And she was like, oh, you're just funny. You know what I mean? But I'd be dead serious. You know what I mean? So people will just look at you and just say stuff. As a comedian, you can get away with it. So it's like it's a difference there. You know, if you're in the audience sitting down and you're having a conversation, you can't say what we can say. We can say and get away with a whole lot more things than the average person can. So I think you just got to go for it as a comedian.
Exactly.
I did a joke one time on oral sex, and after the show, the gentleman was like, asked me, could I teach his wife how to give it, you know?
I remember that.
I'll tell you, and you know what I told his wife? I said, get some knee pads and if those your real teeth, take them out so we can do this thing.
Girl, y'all got me choking over here. I remember that, girl. Look, we got a lot of callers on the line, and I want y'all to stay tuned. But before I, you know, end this part of my show, and I still want Miss Tawnty Fairfax and Ice Cream to stay tuned. Listen in. If you can chime in. But before I go, let the audience and the listeners know how they can find you, where they can Facebook you, tweet you, all of that good stuff when your next show is coming up, because we want to see all your funny. Both of you. Go, Miss Tawnty.
Well, they can reach me on Facebook under Tawnty Fairfax. They can reach me on my website, www.tawntyfairfax.com. They can reach me under on Twitter, under Comedian Tawnty Fairfax. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
get it. Get it, girl.
Or they can go under my email, tawntyfairfax1965@yahoo.com. There's plenty of ways to reach me.
And when is your next event coming up? When is your next event coming up in Beaufort, South Carolina?
In Beaufort at Lost Comedy, Carolina Labs.
Carolina Labs, yes.
I've heard. And you, Mr. Ice Cream Mom, how can we find you, and when's your next big event?
Well, if you want to find me, call Gwinnett County Police Department, and I'll be there.
Don't say that. They keep you there, man. Don't say that. I can't come visit you. I might have something on me. I can send you some cigarettes now, but I can't get up in there.
I know. Right. No, but you can find me on Facebook at Comedian Ice Cream. You can find me on Instagram at Comedian Ice Cream. You can find me on Twitter at Too Funny Ice Cream. All you have to do is just Google me. All my stuff come up on the internet. Google Comedian Ice Cream, and you'll be able to find me, see some videos, catch me on Facebook. Also, support my business. My comedy club will be opening very soon in the next 60 days in Gwinnett County in Lawrenceville.
Yeah.
And it's called Just Joking Comedy Lounge. We're already on Facebook. Please find us. Just Joking, JUSJOKIN Comedy Lounge on Facebook. Or you can email us at justjokingcomedy@gmail.com. Love you. Love you, Tawnty.
Love you,
Miss Trish.
Love you much more.
We're going to keep supporting you.
Amen. And I'm going to support my niggas. Look here. Don't go away. We'll be right back with a whole lot more, like the stupid shit letter and the stupid things we got to do. I want to thank my special guest and my awesome, awesome, good comedian friends, Miss Tawnty Fairfax and Mr. Ice Cream. Y'all look out for them. I'll be posting all their information on my Facebook page, and you can also find it on thechosen.org. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you.
The African Community Centers presents 101050, a basic plan for the empowerment of the African community worldwide. 10-10-50 is to commit 10 hours a month to a community-based organization, to commit $10 a month to help fund the organization of your choice, to commit to spending $50 of your monthly budget to support a black-owned business, to have faith in our victory. Visit us on the web at 10-10-50.org or call us at area code 770-908-6144. That number again is area code 770-908-6144. Stand up and be down with 10-10-50.
And we are back with It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends. Don't forget to call in and be a part of the show by leaving a message on the Miss Trish hotline at 678-632-5541. 24 hours a day. Be funny. Be inspirational. Give your opinion or just say hello. If you're good, your recording may be selected to be played on our next live show. Now it's all about the Miss Trish 411 on entertainment, news, or whatever. But yo, family, before I go on, I love to rep where I stay and where my family may be. So shout out to all my peoples in Charleston, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Houston, and Huntsville, Texas, and by all means, the ATL, Georgia. Stupid shit we do. I happen to find this on the internet.
And this is a police report that says, at 8:29 p.m., police received a call from a DuBois woman who said she smelled something funny in her room last night. She believed that it might be her husband. Yeah, you there with a sight. Out. And I got my mistress letter, super letter, super shit letter that we do. I told you I got to leave that cream and crack alone. That's why my ass is going natural. It says, dear Miss Trish, I was listening to your hilarious show and got to thinking, what is the stupid shit that I'm doing? So it dawned on me about a time when I was dating this guy and he didn't want me to leave to go to my son's baseball game. He refused to move out of the doorway of my 5-speed rodeo truck. And I thought if he, and I kept telling him, and I and thought if he just stood there, I wouldn't back the hell up. I kept telling him, please shut the door so I could go. I was already late for my son's game. So after warning his stupid ass a few times, I put my truck in reverse and backed the hell up. He fell, and that fool went to yelling like a puppy. That entire rest of the week, he had to pop that leg up and to keep the swelling down and claim I ran him over. Next time, move, fool, move. Loving your show, a fan. That's our stupid shit of the week letter. Look, we'll be right back after these public announcements and this song, along with some calls from our calling line. We'll be right back. See you in a minute.
The African Community Centers presents 101050, a basic plan for the empowerment of the African community worldwide. 101050 is to commit 10 hours a month to a community-based organization, to commit $10 a month to help fund the organization of your choice, to commit to spending $50 of your monthly budget to support a black-owned business, to have faith in our victory. Visit us on the web at 10-10-50.org or call us at area code 770-908-6144. That number again is area code 770-908-6144. Stand up and be down with 101050.
Bye.
Hey, family, I'm sorry, but it's that's our time. It's time to wrap it up. But I need you to be ye conscious. Let's not be ye deceived. I found this in my daily study, Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And two, I found Ecclesiastes 3:4. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to moan, and a time to dance. And also I found Psalms 125 verse 2, our mouths will be filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nation, the Lord has done great things for them. Finally, I stumbled upon this, Genesis 17:17. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? Even God will make us laugh. These things I ponder, and if God will allow laughter in our lives, should it not be? After all, he created us all. Is it not a good thing if it is from God? Yes, I believe that it is. And I will laugh through the good times and the bad times. For laughter is good for the soul. So keep laughing. Keep rejoicing. Keep celebrating. Lighten up the weight of the day, of the day's problem, the world's drama, the tragedies that may come, and the disappointments of life with a little laughter. It might just be what the doctor recommended. Support the comedians of the world, and remember, be ye conscious, be ye happy, for godliness with contentment is great gain. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. I love you, family, and until next week, now and forever, I wish you love and peace always. It's all about the funny with Miss Trish and friends. This show has been brought to you by Miss Trish, the comedian, and The Chosen Publishing. This show is broadcast live from thechosen.org. That's DACHOSEN.ORG. Love and peace always.